So today I walked into one of my favorite local jaunts where I get my hot coffee, and I saw a friend and I asked her, is she ready for the new year? And she told me that she wasn't looking forward to it. She said that she's going to, her new year's resolution was to quit caring. And it took me off guard because this person is a very caring person. She's always there to help others out, and she basically told me that her resolution for 2024 was to become, in her own words, a bitch. And I said, why? She said, well, because I'm sick and tired of continuing to give and give and give and never receive. And, you know, for her, for this, I mean, I know how the type of person she is. I know that she doesn't mean as in gifts, like she hasn't received gifts. I think she just means that she hasn't received any love and caring back. And that's where the whole problem comes with giving and caring, and it's a tricky thing, because I know that when we all give, you know, some of us will say, well, I don't expect anything in return, but unfortunately, it's not true. Our ego expects something in return, whether immediately or down the road. It's just who we are. It says all throughout the Bible, you know, like Jesus says, don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. And basically what he's talking about is, you know, that whole chapter is he's talking about like giving and not expecting any return. But the other problem is in the Bible is that all throughout the Bible, it says that if you do give, it will be returned to you, which is a good thing, but it's a conflicting message. And I'm not saying that everybody, I'm not even saying my friend in this instance actually knows anything about the Bible, but I think what it says in the Bible and what it says in other Bibles and what it says in other ancient teachings and stuff is that eventually, yes, it will come back to you. I mean, call it karma or whatever you want to call it. I know for what I believe it's a universal law that it's cause and effect. You know, whatever you put out will come back to you eventually. Good and bad. So me, myself, I have a lot of bad probably still coming. So, but, I shouldn't even say that, though, because I also firmly believe in that what we say and what we think manifests itself in some way, shape, or form. And so even by thinking negatively that I have all that karma coming back to me is, in fact, putting it out there to come back to me. That's a different story. But so my friend's saying this, and I'm thinking, you know, she's an awesome woman. And, you know, I said, well, what happened? She said, well, you know, I did so much for somebody some last week, and then when I needed some help this week, nobody answer the phone or anything. And I've been there. We've all been there. You know, anybody that's ever moved knows, like they went and helped their buddy move and then it's time for them to move and nobody ever shows up. I mean, it's happened to everybody. So, but I know for personally speaking that I used to be that person that I didn't care. I didn't care about it. I gave up. I didn't care about anybody. I didn't care about my family. I didn't care about my ex-wife. I didn't care about my friends. I didn't care about myself. I didn't care about anybody. I would walk right by a homeless guy and not even think twice about giving him anything. I was there. And, you know, sometimes your ego, it kicks in and you're like, yeah, it's only about me and blah, blah. And you think that you're happy, but you're really not happy. By not caring about anybody, you're detrimentally doing something to yourself that you may not realize it, but you are doing it. And those lonely nights when you're sitting there and you can't figure out why the world is against you, there's a good clue right there. I believe that I would rather die than go back to being that person. I get it. I mean, I try my best to be that person now, to be that person who will give unconditionally and try to help somebody and not expect anything in return. I know that somehow, some way, it will come back to me. It may not come back to me immediately. It may not come back to me from a year from now. It may not even come back to me personally. It may be something that I do that after I'm gone goes back to my son or somebody that's special in my life, and I can't ask for a better reward, you know, than to give it to somebody else. I understand what it's like to be taken advantage of. I understand what it's like to enable somebody, because I also understand what it's like to be enabled, because I was enabled for a long time, especially during my drinking. But I would rather move on, pass on, than ever have to go back to that life, because I know it sounds And that's the thing. I know that she's not going to stop caring because I know the type of person she is. And she's not going to do it. And I'm happy about that. But just to even say, hey, I'm going to do that, that's my New Year's resolution, putting that out there, I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. I would never wish upon anybody not to care for somebody else, not to care for another human being. I would never ask the universe or whatever you want to say to impose that on somebody. You know, I know it's hard for all of us to believe, but we all have love. You know, I mean, even the Bible and all the other books say that, that even the evil have love for their children, you know. So we have it in us, and to shut it off is a bad idea. The world has gone to shit. We all know it. I mean, between COVID and wars and money and, you know, all these other, when it boils down to it, all these other things that really don't matter, all these greeds and vanities, the world has gone to shit. But the world probably has always been like this. I imagine 2,000 years ago, there was a guy like me standing on a rock someplace going, oh man, the world's gone to shit. You know, it's 10,000 years ago, some guy was getting chased by a dinosaur going, man, I remember when the dinosaurs were cool. Now I got to run around, T-Rex is chasing me all day. The world's gone to shit. You know, it's, we can live, we can say that, we can joke around about it, but we can't, we don't want to live that way. We don't want to live thinking there's no hope, because if we do, then there will be no hope. And so to hear people that I know that are caring, loving individuals say that they want to start off their new year by not caring anymore, it scares me. It makes me sad. It makes me want to cry. I mean, I like I said, I know she won't, but maybe she will. I don't know. I can't control it, and that's her decision. But we all have to realize that it's not, I mean, Christmas was yesterday. It's not about getting. It's not about receiving. It never was. The only reason that it seems that it is because of consumerism and commercialism and propaganda through media and all that. I mean, it's literally about going around and giving and helping where you can and not expecting a reward. Unfortunately, Christmas has turned into, well, actually all religious holidays or all holidays have pretty much been about receiving, you know. I mean, nobody knows what Easter is about anymore. All they want, like, I don't know when we started giving gifts on Easter. I don't know where that came from, but chocolate bunnies and eggs, that's all I remember. But I don't even really know where that came from. Well, I know where it came from. I know where the Easter bunny and the eggs came from, and by the way, it has nothing to do with Jesus, so just everybody knows. But it's sad because, listen, I do what I can do. And that's it. When I first started doing this homeless outreach and everything, when I first started changing, even as a man, and started to care and wanted to care and wanted to help, I used to do so much more. But then I realized I was doing more than I should. I was enabling. I wasn't helping. I was enabling. And I learned that. And I'm happy that I learned that. And I think that a lot of people, like my friend here, like, I think what her problem is that she is helping and she is caring, but she's giving more than she should. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there's a great book that I like to read and I like to hand out to friends called The Four Agreements. And in The Four Agreements, one of the best agreements is only do your best. And that's it. Don't do anything more than that. That's all that's expected from you. And this whole thing that we call life, that's all that you're supposed to do is just do your best. Don't try to reach and give more than your best, because if you do, that's when you open yourself up to the possibility of being used, abused, or actually let down and broken. So really, you're just supposed to do your best. And that's all I try to do. I just try to do my best, and that's it. I can't help everybody. I'm not going to solve the homeless problem. I can't take people off the street and put them in my apartment, you know, to give them a leg up. I can't do that. It's not what I'm supposed to do. I'm giving my best. But when we stop and we think, I'm not even going to do that anymore, I'm not even going to give my best, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt or something, but I'm not going to even bother to help, that's sad. And we don't want that. We can't, you know, we can't sit here and say, oh, the world has gone to shit. And if we have that attitude that we don't care anymore and we think the world's gone to shit, well, it's because of people like us not giving a shit. So the world, of course, will follow suit. I would like to think that most of us would be able to, well, it's, even then it's hard. It's hard to come to terms with something like, you know, how do I care a little bit, but not a lot. I mean, I don't think any of us should stop caring, period. I know that she's going to still care about her family. I know she's going to still care about certain friends. But if certain friends and certain people are using you and not giving back to you, I'm not saying, you know, continue caring about those people. What I will say is you need to drop those people. And you're probably saying, well, Mark, that doesn't sound very caring. But it is, because it's caring to yourself. Because if they're hurting you and they're just taking advantage of you, they're not your friends. They're not your family. Okay, because that's not what friends and family do. And I know that a lot of us have friends and family, and I know that I was one of those friends and family that thought that's all it was and you're supposed to take care of me, but they're not. That's not what it is. So if that's happening to you, then you need to stop it, or you need to take a step back and realize, hey, I'm doing only the best I can for John, but John keeps asking for more. And if you go to John and explain to John, hey, I can only do this much for you and I've already done a lot, I'm not asking for anything in return, John. I'm just saying you have to realize that I have limits too. And John just doesn't accept that. Then John needs to go. John needs to go find out for himself. And I've done that to a lot of people. And a lot of people have done that to me. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful now that they did that to me. Because that's the only way I picked myself up. You know. So if you feel like you're being used and abused and you're not getting anything in return, then you need to take a step back. Before you blame everybody, before you go and say, my New Year's resolution is to be a bitch and not care about anybody, take a step back and write down a list and say, you know, a Christmas list, naughty and nice. Who's been naughty and who's been nice to me? And if that person continues to be naughty and just use and take advantage of your relationship, you need to let them go. And I'm talking even if they're family. You need to let them go. It will happen. Because if not, it will continue. Even though you say, I'm not going to care about John, I'm not going to care about Marie, whatever. You know, they're still in my life, but I'm not going to care about them. You will. You'll get suckered back into it. It's just the way of the beast. I hate to be the one to sit here and say, yeah, walk away from your friends. I'm not saying walk away from your friends. I'm saying walk away from the responsibility of your friends. It's not your responsibility to live their lives. I can do what I can do for the folks that are on the street the best to my ability, but I can't bring them down to housing. I can't bring them, you know, I can drive them there, but I can't fill out the paperwork and all that. They have to do that themselves. When sometimes they'll ask me for money and I'll say, bro, I don't have money. And even if I did, sometimes I just tell them, so I don't give out money. And the reason I don't give out money, it's not because I'm worried about if he's going to go do drugs or alcohol with it. I don't do that because that's not my place. If you need money, it's your place to get money. You know, and I know that sounds crappy in a way because, like, how is he going to get money? But if he wants to get a job, I will drive him there to fill out the application. I will do my best to help anybody else, but I will not enable them. Because as I said, I was enabled, and I thankfully, by learning the lesson that I was an enablee, I've learned not to be an enabler. And so I won't walk away from certain people, but there are others that I have. There are people on the street that I've helped that I will no longer talk to, because all they expect is me to go to their beck and call, and I won't do that. And I hope that. It's hard. It's very hard to just write somebody off, but at the same time, you're not writing them off. You still worry. You may still think about them. You may still care, check in on them. But what I'm saying is you put a stop to them using you, and hopefully they see what they've done by you stopping it. And they either offer an apology or they take it into their heart, like I took it in my heart, and they change it around and they see it from the other side. And then they start acting differently. You know, that's the best gift you can give them. The best gift you can give them isn't anything that you're going to give them, you know, physically, but something that you're going to give them mentally to think about so that they can turn around and do the same for another. I mean, that's the best thing you can do for them. So what I say is, instead of going into 2024 thinking, you know, my resolution is I'm going to be a different person, be a more negative person, my resolution is I'm going to go into 2024 thinking about how I can change how I'm treated by others and also how I treat others. How I'm going to change and look at and work with what I have available to me to make it so that I can give to the best of my ability at my own rate, at my own speed, at my own leisure, while also helping them but not enabling them. I'm going to take stock of my friends and my family and those that I believe either care or don't care for me, and I'm going to correct that list. I'm going to probably have to wipe off a few names, and I'm going to pray for that person. I'm going to hope that that person, that, and when I say pray, folks, I don't mean any God. You pray however you want to pray. Just think good things for them. Meditate on it, whatever you want to do. But pray for that person. You know, don't just write them off. Pray for that person that they change and they see and that they change like you're changing. You know, our New Year's resolution shouldn't be about ourselves. It really should be. I know a lot of us want to lose weight and we want to quit smoking, me included. I mean, that's one of my, you don't have to have only one resolution. You can have a billion resolutions. And, you know, the whole resolution thing is funny because really every day you wake up is a new day, is much more important than a new year. So you really should have a resolution every day. But your resolutions can include many things, and one of them should be, how can I help change the situation for myself? You know, don't just say, I'm going to be a bitch. Say, how can I not be a bitch? I'm going to go into this new year not trying to be a bitch. I'm going to go into this new year trying to think of a way that I don't have to be a bitch, that I won't be taken advantage of, that I won't be cared for in return, that I won't receive anything. I'm going to go into it thinking, how can I not be that person? How can I be the caring, loving person that I know that I am and that I want to be for the rest of my life? How can I do that, that it not only benefits me mentally and emotionally and physically, but also benefits the person or people that I help? How can I go into it so that I can share what I'm doing through me to them so that they will turn around and do the same for others? Not so much me. Yes, it would be great if I helped out John and John turned around and helped me out. But wouldn't it be better? Wouldn't it be awesome if I could help John and John found it in his heart to go out and help others? And then so on and so on. That would be the way to do it. Now, this is just my opinion, but I pray that if anybody ever listens to these things, they understand that just giving up, it's not the way. Take it from somebody who gave up many and many a times. It's not the way. I love you all. Happy New Year.